Thank you for watching or listening to this episode of the Underreported Podcast. If you would like to support and get your own underrepped but always reppin' merch, you can do so at underreppedmerch.com. That's underrepped, UNDERREPPEDMERCH.com. And get yours today. Thanks. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Underreported Podcast. I am Melanie, your reporter, and on this podcast, I share stories of crimes committed against Black women and Black girls because they are underreported in the media. If you're new here, I share a story with you, the audience, and I share it with someone in the studio with me. And today, I have my husband with me, is who I'll be sharing the story with. Say hello.
Hello, it's Goosebay. How y'all doing?
Okay, so you've been here before, so you know how this works. You have to ask questions. You have to interject. You are the voice of the audience, so you need to be doing what they are doing as they're listening in their cars or at home. That is your job. Got it?
Tenfold.
All right, let's do it. When a woman receives a message on Facebook from a Hertz rental car employee wanting to inform her that a rental car was just towed in and it contained her sister's ID, shoes, clothes, and luggage, but her sister was nowhere to be found, the woman frantically jumps into action. But unraveling the mystery behind what happened to her sister turned out to be more mind-boggling than she could have ever imagined. This is the underreported story of Kiara Henry. Kiara Henry was born in San Diego, California, to Kevin and Monica Henry. Early in her academic years, her family relocated to a small family-oriented area in Nevada, and there Kiara, who was the second oldest of four, really kind of sprouted into becoming quite an accomplished athlete. Her sports of choice were basketball and track, and at one point she was even number one in the state for a particular event in track. So she was like really, really good. She also enjoyed hiking and rock climbing and just doing like outdoor things. She was very much like an outdoorsy kind of girl. So she loved being out in nature and that kind of stuff. After graduating high school, her family moved back to San Diego and Kiara began exploring a few different paths in an effort to figure out like what was life after high school. She's trying to figure out what does life after high school look like for me? What am I interested in? Kind of what do I want to do? So she attended some online college classes for a bit, but ultimately decided that that wasn't really, she didn't want to stay in school. That really wasn't her jam. So she kind of bounced around doing a little bit of everything, trying to figure out what she was going to do. So while she was very spontaneous and loved to travel, and that's what she was trying to balance is like, I really know I love being outdoors. I love to be spontaneous and travel, but I'm also like, what is the thing that's going to sustain my life? So she's trying to figure those things out. She attended some online college classes for a bit, but ultimately decided that wasn't what she wanted to do. So she just kind of bounced around a little bit doing odds and ends for a while, trying to figure out what is life after that. She was also very spontaneous and she loved to travel. She would just get up and go visit or like live in different cities. And while she had a great relationship with her family, being unresponsive or like slow to respond to her family if they were like texting, it wasn't uncommon for her. And her family was well aware of her free-spirited and kind of hippie-ish nature. So, again, she's very, like, free and going from this place to that place, just kind of exploring. It's after high school. She's not really figured out what she's trying to do. But this is kind of like the life she's living, kind of a free spirit.
So, after high school, you're, what, 18, 19 years
old? Sure.
So, she's moving from city to city at that age.
Yeah, doing kind of like odds and ends, just trying to figure out what life is.
Okay.
In June of 2019, in conversations with her sister and her brother, because remember, she is the second oldest of four, Kiara really expressed how much she wanted to visit Hawaii. So Thea, who is Kiara's oldest sister, had recently gone on a group trip with Thea's wife and some others. So they had a group trip and they went to Hawaii and they're telling Kiara about it. And she's like, oh, my gosh, like I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Hold on now. The wife.
Thea is Kiara's oldest sister, and then Thea's wife, and then two of their friends all went to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
So in their conversation, kind of recapping their trip to Hawaii, Kiara and her brother kind of express their desire. So it was more than just Kiara who wanted to go, but her brother is also like, oh my gosh, I really want to go to Hawaii as well. Mm-hmm. So the two of them agree that they were going to go to Hawaii together. So it's like a little sister-brother trip. They're going to, you know, go since their older sister had already went. They kind of agree in that moment that they're going to go. At this point in her life, Kiara is now staying with her parents. And they are preparing to move. And Kiara's kind of hanging around at the house because, again, I've kind of told you about her kind of nomadic life where she's just kind of living in different places. So at this point, her parents are preparing to move and they have a room all ready for her anyway. So she's just kind of hanging around there, helping them prepare to move. She's not working. So she's kind of, again, just kind of helping them prepare to move.
Do we know her age at this point? Has some years went by yet, or is she
still
18,
19? This is 19? Still, okay. Pretty early, pretty early after graduating.
All right.
According to the Vanish podcast on the episode that they did about this case, while staying with her parents, one day Kiara mentions to her parents that her lease, so she is staying with her parents, but she does have another place, but she's not really there. And so she's telling her parents that her lease at this other place is going to be up soon. And she's thinking about going to Hawaii and just staying there for like a month or so, basically to run out the time at her apartment because she's not there anyway. Mm-hmm. So I can just go to Hawaii, hang out for like a month or so, and then come back. The lease will be up and I'll figure out kind of what's next. Her mom suggests that she, instead of going for a whole month, that she planned to just go for like a week and then see if she really likes it. And if she does, then she can just extend her trip. And then kind of just play it by ear, right? Because you may go and you may hate it and you may not know what you're doing. So you should go have a vacation. And then if you want to stay for 2 weeks versus like a whole month, then do that.
Are we aware of what her parents do? Because if she's 18, 19, she has money for plane tickets, hotels, stay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Kiara herself is not working at this point, but she has some money somehow. For her to be able to kind of do this. And like I said, she's very much a free spirit and they all seem to like know this about her and know that she's just kind of nomadic like this. Like I said, she enjoys outdoors, hiking, being in nature. So it wasn't uncommon for her to be like doing this kind of stuff. And it seems pretty normal for them, or at least for them to know that she would do this kind of stuff. So it wasn't like alarming for them. And I'm not sure where her money came from.
No. Okay.
So Kiara doesn't mention specifically when she's planning to go to Hawaii, but again, just that something she's kind of thrown out as an idea that she's been thinking about. Mm-hmm. And then on July 11th, 2019, Kiara embarks on her solo trip to Hawaii. She flew from San Diego to Honolulu. And according to the Vanish podcast that I just mentioned, her family was pretty surprised to learn that she had went to Hawaii. Outside of that previous conversation, like I said, she didn't specify when she was going to go, just that kind of it was an idea. So when they kind of find out that she's there, they're kind of like, okay, we didn't realize it was happening or that it was confirmed that you were going to go. So Thea, again, who is her sister, called and spoke to Kiara on July 12th, which is the day after she landed in Hawaii. But according to her, according to Thea, Kiara was pretty vague with some of the questions that Thea was asking her. Her answers were kind of vague. She wasn't very forthcoming in saying where exactly she was going to be staying while she was in Hawaii or how long she was going to be staying while she was there. So they kind of just wrap up the call with Thea thinking, okay, I'll just check in with you later because you're not really like telling me much of anything. So like, have fun. I'll talk to you later. Mm-hmm. Over the next couple of days, Thea sends some texts and makes some calls to Kiara. But they all go unanswered. And as I mentioned before, it wasn't uncommon for Kiara to not be responding. And so it was kind of concerning, but not like a big deal because it was kind of typical. And the text messages were showing that they were received, but Kiara was just not answering them. So, okay, fine. You see my messages. You're just not responding. Eventually, though, after Thea continues to send messages and calls, Thea starts to get worried. And she mentions that lack of communication between her and her sister. She kind of mentions it to her mom. But those nerves and like, oh, is something up? Like all of those nerves kind of get settled when a card comes in the mail to Monica, which is Kiara's mom, comes to her house from a hotel in Hawaii. Monica assumed it was for Thea because Thea, again, had just came back from Hawaii. So Monica assumed it was for Thea because she had just came back from that group trip from Hawaii. But Thea thought maybe it was actually a hotel that Kiara had stayed at while she was in Hawaii. Like maybe she had stayed there. Maybe she, again, if she's kind of nomadic and moving around, maybe she had stayed there, left, and they're just kind of sending a postcard kind of, you know, out to where she says is her home. So Thea decides to call the hotel and see if she could find out if Kiara had stayed there. And when the hotel confirms that, yeah, Kiara was a guest here, everyone is kind of relieved, like, okay, so at least she's not responding to us, but, like, she's good. Obviously, she was at this hotel. Like, she's fine.
What's the time? How long has she been in Hawaii now?
So by this time, she's, I would say, hovering around a week
okay.
or so. So she left. She landed on the 11th. Thea had a conversation with her on the 12th, and now these are a couple days have passed with her calling, no messages. I mean, calling and texting and no response. So we're, I would say, about a week.
And the hotel already sent the letter?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, if they're trying to get your business, maybe not. But they send this message, okay. And everyone is like, okay, at least she's fine. Mm-hmm. So they figure maybe Kiara is kind of on her eat, pray, love and just kind of disconnecting with life and being very, like, intently connecting with nature. And they figured eventually she's going to call us soon. Like, it's not a big deal. And then 2 weeks later, so now she's been there for 2 weeks, more time has passed, Thea gets some information that really changes everything. On June 26th, a little over 2 weeks from the day that Kiara landed in Hawaii, Thea's wife tells her that she just got a Facebook message from a woman claiming to work at Hertz Rental Car Company in Maui, and she wants them to call her as soon as possible regarding a woman named Kiara Henry. And again, this is Thea's wife, so she, of course, runs to Thea like, somebody in Hawaii wants us to call about your sister. From that conversation, Thea learns that a black Nissan Sentra that was rented by Kiara on July 21st was just towed in after it was found abandoned at a local state park. Inside the vehicle was a pair of shoes, a bag of clothes, a black duffel bag, and Kiara's driver's license and a credit card, which was found like in the center console of the car. The employee, who was actually later fired behind sending the message, but the employee thought that the whole thing was kind of odd, and so she decided to use Facebook to try and find a relative of the girl who was on the license.
Excuse me? They fired...
Yeah, she ended up getting fired.
The lady that...
The employee that contacted...
Was concerned.
Yeah, she ended up getting fired behind this.
I wonder why they would...
I don't know. That was according to the reports that I read. Yeah, she ended up being fired behind this. But this is how Thea and Thea's wife, this is how they learn about something's happening with Kiara all the way in Maui. Yeah. The pictures of Thea and her wife during their recent trip was posted on Facebook. And so the employee, when she was trying to find people related to Kiara, she looks on Facebook and she sees these pictures of them in Hawaii. So she assumes that, okay, this has got to be the right family. And so that's why she ended up Facebook messaging them. Thea, who, again, hadn't been in communication with her sister for quite a while at this point, like 2 weeks, calls her parents, and they all immediately call Maui police to report Kiara missing. And then they book their own flights out to Maui.
I would have been out there as soon as Hertz called.
And that's exactly what they did. They immediately booked their flights. They report her missing first because at this point she's not even reported missing because they didn't know she was missing. Mm-hmm. So they report her missing, and then they book their flights. What the Henrys and police learned through their investigation is that Kiara landed in Oahu on July 11th, so in Honolulu. She stayed at the Turtle Bay Resort from July 11th through July 17th, but it's actually unclear what she did while she was there. Like, nobody knows what activity she had booked or what she was doing. What is known is that on July 17th, she landed in Maui. She stayed at a hotel overnight at the Aston at the Maui Banyan. And then on the 18th, so she landed, spends the night at a hotel. Mm-hmm. And then on the next day, she checked in into a resort called the Aston Maui Hill. So now she's staying at like a more like longer term kind of situation. According to her reservation, she planned to stay at the Aston Maui Hills until the 21st. And she had a couple of exciting things planned. On the 19th, she took a bus tour of Maui that tour included a scenic drive around the island and a stop at a state park. I'm going to attempt to pronounce this, but I cannot, okay? Wanapanapa is the name of the state park, okay? So she takes this bus tour.
Wanapanapa.
Yes, so they take her on this scenic drive. It's a bus tour, so it's like a group of people, it's not just her. Mm-hmm. They kind of take her around the island, you know how like a tour would happen.
Excursion.
Exactly. So they take her around, and they stop at this particular state park. Kiara, on the next day, so on the 20th, Kiara did a hiking tour through some falls at another place that I won't attempt to pronounce, but it was at like a local farm. Mm-hmm. She ends up doing a hiking tour. Multiple staff members and people staying at the resort told police how friendly and outgoing Kiara was. People and staffers on both of the tours also said, and at the resort told police that she was outgoing. She seemed like very happy. There was nothing like concerning anybody noticed about her there was nothing about her that had people concerned. She seemed fine and to be enjoying herself. They all mentioned she seemed very interested in learning about the island and was very excited to be there. On the 21st, as per her reservation, because remember, she was staying until the 21st at that particular resort. So on the 21st, as per her reservation, Kiara checks out of the resort. But before taking off, she uses the hotel's computer where she booked a couple of things that kind of tell us what she was planning to do next. So number one, she booked a flight back home for July 29th. So this is on the 21st. And so she was leaving her plan. She booked a flight to leave on the 29th. So she was still planning to stay there for like another week.
Yep.
She also submitted a booking request for a room at a place called Sugar Beach Resort, which was not too far from where the Aston Maui Hill Resort is. So it's not too far from where she's currently staying. Her booking request was from July 22nd through July 29th. So that would line up with when she was going to leave back home. So she was going to... Now remember, the day that we're talking about is the 21st. And so she has booked this next resort on the 22nd. So she was going to stay there the following day
for the rest of the week.
Exactly. Yeah. The third thing she did on that computer in the lobby was booked a rental car for one day, and the rental car was to be picked up and dropped back off at the Maui airport. The other thing it's important to say right here is Kiara's reservation for that resort from the 22nd through the 29th was actually not accepted, but it's not clear if Kiara got that email, because basically she sends the request, finishes out everything she's going to do, and then kind of leaves the resort that she's at.
Okay.
The owner of the resort she was trying to book sends an email that was basically rejecting her request to stay there. But it's not clear, like I said, if she ever got that email, if she knew that that was not going to be an option.
Was this a resort or like an Airbnb?
It seems like it was more like an Airbnb.
Okay.
Because it said they called it a vacation rental.
Oh, so Airbnb.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was wondering why they would deny her request.
Deny it, yeah.
Or why are you requesting anything? Okay.
Yeah. So, again, I just have to say that this is the 21st, and rejected or not, her plan was to stay at that vacation rental starting on the 22nd. So what's unclear is what her plan was for the 21st overnight to the 22nd.
Okay.
Either way, Kiara takes a cab to the airport and is seen on surveillance picking up the 2018 black Nissan Sentra from the rental car company.
Okay. I was just about to ask, is any of this on footage?
Yes. Okay. So they have her coming in too. So she leaves the resort she's at, catches a cab, have her walking into the Hertz, getting the car, and they even have her, you know, when you leave a rental car company, you have to do all the paperwork before you exit. They have all of that. It's only her in the car. She leaves.
Okay.
Based on the car's mileage and the distance to the state park that we mentioned, that she had visited on that tour, it seems that after picking up the rental car, she went directly to that state park that she had like been so interested in.
Okay.
And that matched up per the mileage, per all of that. It seemed like no stops, no turnarounds. She went straight there.
Yeah.
And then on July 25th, so she goes to the state park. And then on July 25th, so 4 days after picking up the car, state park officials contact police to say that there's a car at the state park that's been here for 4 days and it seems to be abandoned. The officials tell police they noticed the car sitting there on July 23rd, but waited a couple more days before reporting it in hopes that somebody would come get it.
State officials? The park people?
Yeah. The officials tell police. Yeah. The park officials.
Why wouldn't you? The date.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep listening.
Okay. I will report that the day of, but go ahead.
So police have the car towed back to Hertz. And what do Hertz employees do when they get a car that's being returned? They start cleaning it out, because that's what they do. They start cleaning out the car to get it ready for the next rental. But when cleaning it out, that's when they discover there's clothes in here, there's socks in here, there's shoes on this floorboard. It kind of seemed as if the way everything was positioned, as if maybe she changed in the back seat, because they were just kind of out, and she had like a duffel bag, but like the clothes and socks and stuff were just kind of out on the floorboard. There's also, like I said, a big duffel bag on the back seat, and her driver's license and her credit card are in the middle console. The employees do their cleaning, but one employee named Jennifer, who we've discussed, was so disturbed by what was in the car that she decided to search on Facebook looking for anyone that she could that was related to the woman. And that is how Thea's wife got the message.
I'm so surprised that Hertz didn't have any type of like protocol
for stuff like that. Yeah, like
SOPs for
100%.
If all of these items are in here, don't touch.
Well, they also called the police though. Right? Because the police have the car towed back to Hertz.
Oh. So the police, I would think,
would do something.
Fingerprint something to see if it's stolen or anything.
Well, no, I mean, Hertz, it's a Hertz rental car, so they know it's not stolen.
Yeah.
But the fact that all of these items are in here and the family wasn't contacted, I'm not sure how that happened. So she, the Jennifer, which is the Hertz employee, sends the message with her phone number to who she thinks is a relative. And like I said, that's how Thea and Kiara's family find out that she's missing. So the park is located, the state park that where the car was found, is located near a body of water and a jungle. So search teams do a massive search looking for any clue as to what could have happened to Kiara, but they come up empty handed. In all of the surveillance that they did get, like I said, Kiara seemed happy and under no kind of duress. Mm-hmm. And people who interacted with her repeatedly mentioned how happy and friendly she was. And so there was nothing that was like alarming or nothing obvious that would make sense as to what happened to this girl who was on a solo trip, goes to a state park that she previously stayed at, and then just vanished. People on the bus tour actually remembered how interested, like I said, she seemed in the park. So they weren't surprised that she went back because they expressed that on the tour, she was asking a lot of questions and just very intrigued and like wanting to be spend more time at the state park.
Ah, mm-hmm. that's where you lost me. So she's been to this state park before on that tour.
On the bus tour. It stopped at the state park.
Okay. So now she's just coming back.
She got her rental car and she went back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yep. So nothing seems to indicate that she met up with anyone or intended to meet up with anyone. And when police get her phone records, they're even more kind of confused as to what happened to her. There's some activity on the 12th that matches up. Remember, she landed in Hawaii on the 11th. Mm-hmm. She had a conversation with her sister on the 12th. And so that activity on the 12th matches her talking to her sister. Mm-hmm. On the 13th, there were two outgoing calls to a toll-free number, but police are unable to identify who the number belongs to. And then the phone goes quiet. It actually appears to have been turned off from the 12th until the 13th until the 21st, so like a week. Then there's a brief wireless data transmission used at the hotel around 11, and then it's turned off again. So it's like bare minimum activity on her phone while she's in Hawaii by herself.
But this entire time, though, we know it's her because she picked up the Hertz vehicle.
So yeah, she's on the surveillance. It's her.
Okay, so it's her. All right.
Kiara's phone and key to the rental and her backpack that she is seen wearing in their surveillance footage. So when she went to pick up the rental car, of course, they look at what clothing that she has on, and she has a backpack on in the video. Kiara's phone, key to the rental, and backpack that she is seen wearing in their surveillance footage at the rental car were never found. The clothes that she's seen that she has on, okay, were actually the clothes that were found on the floorboard in the car. So again, that kind of indicates, so she went to the car rental, she has this outfit on, and then those clothes being found on the floorboard indicating that she must have changed her clothes. Police and family members have had different theories about what happened to Kiara. Some say that if she had taken a trail over by like the body of water and maybe something happened there. It's odd that none of her belongings or like her body has never washed up on the shore. But that was one kind of theory. Others wonder maybe she just wanted to go live off of the grid. So maybe she like did this in an effort to just get away. But also, if that's the case, her family wonders, why did she book that return flight? Like, why would she even book the flight coming home if she was never planning to come home?
She wasn't planning. She was planning to come back home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then the other question is, if she got there on the 21st and had nowhere to stay, was her plan to spend the night at the park? And that's why she didn't book somewhere to stay that night in hopes that she would get this other vacation rental on the 22nd. Like, what was her plan for the night? And so maybe her plan was to stay there and maybe she just met foul play that night?
That sounds like the answer. She was going to sleep at the park in
maybe
the car. and something transpired okay,
but,
then.
But the other thing is, if you're going to stay at the park, there is a process and a procedure where you get a decal that indicates you're going to be staying the night. And when you do that, they take your name, they take your information, they take all of this information from you and give you this decal. She didn't do that.
Well, this is her first time there. Was she aware of that? Well, I'm asking you like you would be able to tell. She might not have been aware of that. So she just parked like anybody else would do. Just pull up into a park and...
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
The other question is, why was she so distant with her family once she got there? I mean, yeah, even if you're not responding that much, the fact that you were there for up until the 21st, and that's what, 10 days of just really no communication, that feels a little bit odd. They definitely say she had like certain moods she would get in, but for her to go that long, her family feels like that was uncharacteristic of her.
Well, the entire time... they said that she would do that. Go on hiatus and not communicate.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Her family said that her going unresponsive for a period of time, having a mood, is fine.
Okay.
But for this amount of time, they're saying that that's uncharacteristic of her. That part is, they're like, not for this long.
Okay.
She would have gotten back to us by this point.
Yeah. And you said they found her wallet. An ID in
her ID and her credit card were in the middle console.
Okay. And her phone, bag, and
her phone and her
keys.
Backpack and the car to the key to the rental car were never found.
Okay. Okay.
So it's been 4 years now. And while there has been a ton of tips and people saying that they've seen Kiara in Maui, none of those leads have turned up anything. Her family.
4 years?
It's been 4 years.
Nope. Not like no bodies, no
nothing.
Witnesses.
Nothing.
I don't know how well developed the park was. There's no surveillance, like driving into the park.
Well, I mean, the car was still there, right? Even if there was, I'm not sure if there was surveillance, but the car was still there. It had to get towed away. So she obviously came in. She just never came out. So it seems.
Hold up. Okay. 4 years, there's no suspects at all.
Nothing.
I've seen stories about people going on hikes, falling down crevices and basically dying.
Yeah.
And then people eventually stumble upon them.
Exactly.
This sounds like that. This sounds exactly like that.
And I guess they did these massive searches looking for her. And the other thing that has been raised is how come if the backpack hasn't surfaced, right? Like if there's a body of water that's near there, how come that hasn't floated to the top? There's obviously some woods and a jungle rainforest. Nobody has stumbled upon anything on a trail out there. Mm-hmm. And there's multiple things to stumble upon and nothing has shown up for her in 4 years.
And there's no way of tracking the cell phone if it's off.
They were able to get the cell phone data. I actually think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the case. Her parents actually still pay her cell phone bill right now in hopes that one day there will be some activity or something that leads them to find out what happened to her.
That's terrible and smart at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it's been 4 years of no activity.
I'm still paying that bill.
Well, I mean, and they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dang.
So her family is still left wondering and questioning what happened to 23. So she was 23 years old at the time.
23-year-old
Kiara Henry. Yeah. The Bite Size podcast mentioned that Minnie, one of the podcasts that covered this case, is the name of it is the Bite Size podcast. Mm-hmm. And they mentioned that many of Hawaii's missing persons cases happen in or around state parks. So you can't help but wonder if Kiara was a victim to something not so sinister, but maybe some form of nature. My other thought is, if there is these woods, this jungle, was there an animal? Is that a thing that has happened there? Like, you're only left wondering, and I can only imagine how it feels for their family to have gone this long with no answers. Kiara's family still believes Kiara will show up, and they are offering a $25,000 reward for any information leading to her safe return. Her family manages an active Facebook page called Find Kiara Henry, and they ask any and everyone to keep an eye out for her. At the time of her disappearance, Kiara was 23 years old. She is 5'3" tall and weighs approximately 120 pounds. She has brown eyes and brown hair and multiple distinctive tattoos on her upper right arm, which include praying hands and a large sunflower. If you have any information about Kiara's disappearance, please contact the Maui Police Department at 808-270-6516 or contact the family tip line at 808-757-5102. Thank you for being here and allowing me to share Kiara's story with you. Mm-hmm. We send prayers of love and strength out to her family and anyone who loved her. Until next time.